Oh, Sarah, the best of the Bee Gees show coming to town this weekend. How good were the Bee Gees?
Yes, look, I grew up with them. My dad and my mum were absolute fans. Yeah. I remember the high-pitchedness of it. My dad always
It's like their undies were too tight.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, they were spectacular musicians, but my dad, he always did try to be the Bee Gees.
Did he?
You know, how many people
had
tried to
be the hair going,
that?
Did he?
Yeah, he did a little bit. He did, yeah.
There's only one remaining Bee Gees left, unfortunately. It's Barry Gibb, but this gentleman who we got on the line, his name's Colin Smiley Peterson. He was the original drummer with the band.
Hello, Colin.
Colin, good morning.
Hello. It's wonderful to talk to you both. Hope all is well up there in Darwin.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Darwin in many, many years.
When was the last time?
The last time was the day before Cyclone Tracy.
Oh, 1974,
no way.
That would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, end of 74. And then we flew on to Brisbane. And it was either that night or the following morning that we heard the sad news on the radio. So, personally, I had a lucky escape there.
Got out just in time.
Many others.
Now, Colin, you were the original drummer with the group. Tell us how fantastic that must have been to share time with the brothers.
I knew the brothers in Australia. Mm-hmm. I was playing in another band called Steve and the Board, and we came down from Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shortly after that, I just met Morris, and he was accompanied by his sister Leslie at a venue in Sydney. And I knew of them, of course, coming from Brisbane, and he came up and introduced himself. And that evening, I went back to the family home, and we sat around having endless cups of tea, which the Gibbs were prone to do at the time, and made friends. And then I started to do some recording with the band. And over the year that followed, I did several sessions with them because they were just a trio getting up on the stage playing to oldies.
Yeah.
Basically, they weren't playing to the young kids like my band was, and they wanted a younger player, a younger style on their recording. So we built up a musical rapport at the same time, and that's when I got to know not just the brothers but the whole family. I sort of felt that I became part of the family.
Yeah.
So then when I decided to come back to England to try and get my foot in the door to do some acting, which is something I did as a child there. And they said, well, as a matter of fact, we're planning on coming over. As it turns out, on the same ship that I went over on. And the night before I sailed off, we had a round table conference, and it was decided there and then that if I didn't have much going for myself by the time they arrived, I'd be invited to become one of the band.
Wow.
And it was in this grotty little bedsit that I had in Hampstead, very plush suburb, a very humble abode. And they just arrived, and we all stood around this little bedsit under this bare light bulb, and I was running out of money. And they said, well, do you want to join the band? Let's do this together. And it was at that moment that I officially became the fourth Bee Gee.
Wow. Now, talk us through some of the songs that you drummed in.
Oh, goodness. I was with them for 3 odd years. So some of the hits along the way were New York Mining Disaster, To Love Somebody, Massachusetts, which was our big one.
Yeah.
And then World, which is one of my favorites after that. And then another big one, Gotta Get a Message to You.
Oh, classic, love it.
Oh, and
then there was
fantastic.
Words and World. And there was a whole string of them.
Yeah.
Colin, for you, the show you're bringing to Darwin and the Darwin Entertainment Centre, that must be exciting to be bringing the Bee Gees sound to more people even now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, we would never have any idea when we were recording all those songs over those years. that they would be remembered all these years on.
I've still got the album at home.
Our approach was, isn't this wonderful at the time? You can imagine, you know, that I always had my mother in my ear, Colin, this is a job, don't get carried away, just do your best.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that kept me down to earth.
Yeah. Tell me, do you still keep in contact with Barry Gibb, the only remaining BG?
No, I don't, actually. But I'm still in contact with a man called Dick Ashby,
mm-hmm.
who was our first road manager in England. And Dick has stayed with Barry all these years and is still working for Barry, and we're on really good terms. And he's my liaison, so to speak.
They also named a lane called BG Lane in Redcliffe, Queensland, which is big honour, really.
Oh, it is.
Mm.
Look, Colin, we are very excited to be seeing you here in Darwin this weekend, the best of the Bee Gees, featuring yourself, Colin Peterson. We'd absolutely love to even pop along and say hi.
I'll be front row.
Yeah.
Trust me. I love the Bee Gees.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes.
Yep. Talk to the powers that be. I'm sure they'll organise it.
Yep. We'll make sure they do.
Yeah.
Colin, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Oh, it was lovely chatting with you both.
And welcome back to Darwin.
Yes, welcome back.
Great to see you.
Okay, thank you.